one of the more painful, disappointing losses. The Panthers needed to win this game by any means necessary. And once again, victory was right there. And then Buffalo takes it away.
No game in Panthers' recent history illustrated the fact that it always comes down to a handful of plays. This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com. The Panthers went on the road against the Buffalo Bills, which stood a hostile crowd, numerous injuries, and were in it until the very end when the Buffalo Bills made a furious comeback and won the game with 2 seconds to go. The talk in the locker room obviously down, but the players talked about rising up from the ashes, making the most of this situation.
We lost, bottom line. I can't explain. I'm not going to go in graphic detail or say this is what happened, this happened. Bottom line is we lost. And it's and as players, we let each other down. We let our fan base down. We also opened the door for criticism. And so we got to be able to weather that storm and understand it. But we're not going to sit. I know for me, I'm not going to sit here and let us cry ourselves a river and sit there and cry over spilled milk. And you got to get up, dust yourself off. This is what it's about. This is when you take this job, you got to take the good and the bad.
I know it's real hard in the midst of a loss to draw any positive out of it. But here again, you guys are competing with a very good, very talented team. You have to take some stock in that.
Yeah, they were a good football team. I give them credit. What credit is due, they won. But we just got to continue to work. We had them when we want them, but we just got to finish. That's, you know, we keep talking about a finish, but got to give credit what's due. They beat us, and we just got to go back and get ready for New York.
When you look at you guys are handed the ball, a couple turnovers, you get field goals instead of scores. I know that has to be a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, you know, we just got to, you know, punch it in there. You know, we've been in the red zone a couple times. We just got to find a way to score. But for the most part, you know, when you put the ball through the uprights, it's still points. So we gave ourselves a chance to win. We just got to finish. That's it.
But we didn't make the plays that we needed to. We needed to give our defense a break there and extend that lead to 10. And we didn't, and we only make it 6. And then it's a one score. You lose. That's the NFL.
You know, you come on the road, hostile environment. You got to execute. And it comes down to every single guy doing their job at the same time as opposed to 10 guys at a time. It just, you know, doesn't equate to wins. You know, we had opportunities. We could have put the team, you know, put the game away early, and we didn't. And we'll go back and we'll watch the tape and we'll see. You know, unfortunately, we say it all the time, but it's more so what we didn't do as opposed to what they did.
Well, this is a very young but talented team, and I know one thing they did was kept the front seven kind of at bay with short passes during that drive especially.
You know, no question. You know, that up-style, high-tempo style offense, you know, was definitely effective. It makes you limit your calls. Guys get winded. You can't substitute. We had a bunch of guys go down with injuries. Just, you know, everything that could have went wrong did.
Absolutely. You know, this game, we're going to look at it tomorrow. We're going to, you know, look at things we did well. You know, obviously, just like last week, look at things we did well, and then there's things we need to improve on. And, you know, we're going to watch the tape tomorrow, make corrections, and once tomorrow's over, it's over. And then, you know, Tuesday we'll come in, watch a little film, and then Wednesday we'll be ready to go for New York.